The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson of KGLA in Algona and Aaron Summers with the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
I guess, first off, can you give us an update on USMCA? Because it sounds like there's been some developments with Mexico over the weekend. Can you give us the latest on that?
I would not see the developments with Mexico upsetting anything, because I think they felt that we were going to have people at our embassy in in Mexico City that would find our ways into their factories and stuff. And we're going to be able to clear that up pretty soon, maybe even today, between the Mexican officials coming up here talking to Lighthizer. And it's very clear that that's not our intent, and they don't have to worry about American investigators getting into their factories. There's a process set up where any labor disputes there's a process in the agreement of how to handle that, and this has nothing to do with that process. But there is an interest in our labor movements to make sure that Mexicans abide by their own laws, not our laws, or not what we think their laws ought to be. So I wouldn't stop that. So the process is pretty simple. This week, the House is going to pass USMCA. Then, just as soon as we're done with impeachment, according to the leader, it'll be the first piece of legislation up after impeachment has been completed. Okay, Aaron?
What would you say are the highlights of the USMCA agreement at this point? Do you feel like you've gotten what, or the U.S. is getting what you were hoping for out of it?
Yeah, when you can get $34 billion invested in automobile manufacture, when you can create 176,000 jobs, when you can get your dairy products and wheat into Canada, and you couldn't for the last three decades, and we're going to have a larger part of a car, up to 50%, made by at least $16 an hour labor instead of $8 an hour labor in Mexico, we're going to see 75% of the car have North American components as opposed to only 60% under NAFTA. I think all those things indicate it's a pretty good piece of legislation. And what a victory for the president last week when he gets USMCA accepted by the Democrats and he gets an agreement with China. And that's a pretty big week for a president, particularly the president tackling things that the last four or five presidents wouldn't tackle. Brian?
Thank you, Senator. Last week, the House voted on a prescription medication bill, and I know that's something you've been working on, and you talked a little bit about the House version there. I guess, what do you have, I guess, what is the issue with the House version that you'd like to see corrected before anything can be passed?
Yeah. They have the government set prices on drugs, which I think is going to be contrary to the amount of money it takes to get miracle drugs and to get innovation and to get progress made in fighting diseases and helping make America more healthy. That's the main thing. There might be other things. But I think that my bill got out of committee 19-9. We have kind of the middle ground. There are some people who don't want to do anything. And yet, in Iowa and most other states, drug pricing and the irritation about it is right at the top of the list with most of the things that come up in my town meetings. So I think there will be political pressure to do it. We have kind of a middle ground. We don't set prices, but we do put a year-over-year limit on what prices can increase by the rate of inflation. And a lot of Republicans don't like that, but we have a broad bipartisan bill that I think will eventually become law. We did need to have Pelosi try to pass her bill, and she did pass it, but it'll never get 60 votes over here. And I'm hoping that Pelosi will understand that we need something, and this is the best thing you can get through the United States Senate, is the Grassley-Wyden bill. Back to Aaron.
What would you say would be, if you could set a New Year's resolution for Congress for next year, what would be included in that resolution?
Well, number one for the Senate would be USMCA. Number two would be an agreement with England now that England's going to leave European Union and the trade arrangements that England has with them. It would be further finishing phase two and three or four, how many ever phases there is, on a trade agreement with China. Prescription drug bill that I just described. And beyond that, I think some privacy laws for privacy on the Internet and the social media. And I don't expect a whole lot to happen next year because of the presidential election here. But you asked me to list the things that would be on my Christmas list, and that's it. Brian.
Are you, would you say maybe you're optimistic that a trade deal with China can be done here in the near future? Do you think that's something that can realistically be accomplished here shortly?
Coming from the mouth of the Chinese, and I think that speaks better than if our president said it, because our president said the rest of it probably wouldn't happen until after the election. So Chinese did something they normally don't do, have a news conference when they reach an agreement with the United States, and they said they want to start negotiating right now on phase two. Aaron?
What else? You mentioned that you hear a lot of irritation and discussion from Iowans about prescription drug prices. What else are folks bringing up as you meet with them?
Well, they won't bring it up now that we've got something with China and USMCA on trade, but it was always high on the agenda. Guns are, prescription drug prices, rural health care. Let's see. Budget deficit, maintaining the viability of Social Security and Medicare.
Okay.
And the last question will come from Brian.
As we go forward here into 2020, do you think this year might be a little bit better in terms for farmers, at least when it comes to the biofuel sector? Is that going to be something that's going to be a problem throughout 2020 as well?
Two things will make that determination. Here this week, will we continue the tax credit for biodiesel? It's on the table. I can't announce that it's going to stay there, but there's been some progress made on that, and don't forget it. It sunset at the end of 2017, so there's been 2 years without it. If we can get that reenacted for the future and have it go back and cover 18 to 19, I think that'll keep the biofuels industry. Then on ethanol, you'll know this before the end of the week. Is EPA going to do what we had agreed in the Oval Office to do on September the 12th, that every gallon that's waived for the small refineries is added back in so that we get 15 billion gallons that the law requires? I've been talking to the White House continuously about that, and I know the president is very pro-ethanol. I'm not sure that EPA writes these regulations up just exactly with what the president agreed to, and I think we'll know pretty soon whether that's true. if that's going to be a real big boost for RFS and ethanol, if it's anything like the rule was originally put out late October, you're going to see it reflected negatively in the marketplace on stock of refineries and the price of RINs. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian and Aaron, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.